The main focus in the push to cover California's uninsured has focused on individuals, but a program aimed at helping small businesses offer health insurance to their employees is being hailed as an important strategy. This is an audio report for California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. Virginia Donahue is the owner of Pet Camp, a small business in San Francisco serving dog and cat owners.
Through the dog area, and they're barking at you because you're a stranger.
Pet Camp employs about 20 people. For 14 years, Donahue has been offering her employees health insurance. When the Affordable Care Act became law, it not only mandated an individual health insurance market, it also required that small employers have a marketplace specially tailored for them if they wanted to provide their workers with coverage. The Small Business Health Options Program, or SHOP Exchange, was created. Donahue was named to a special advisory group that helped shape California's SHOP Exchange. She says for a small business owner, continuity and ease of use were top priorities.
We wanted something where we could still continue to use our agents if we wanted to, but for those people who don't have agents, you know, they can just shop online directly.
Donahue says she is able to use her long-term agent as she chooses whether to renew her existing employee plan or switch to one offered through SHOP. Donahue says one way the government is trying to incentivize people to use SHOP is by offering a tax credit.
Right now, it looks like SHOP is a little bit less expensive, and I get the tax credit. So that would be pretty significant.
Donahue says another important option with SHOP is that her employees would get a choice of insurers. Right now, she only offers Kaiser. David Chase is the California director of the Small Business Majority. He says employers would pick a tier of coverage and then employees could select from there.
Employees will be able to pick their own carrier, which is something that's historically been difficult or in many cases just impossible for employers to offer their employees a choice of plans in the small business. That's now really being brought to the small group market for the first time.
Chase says SHOP represents a number of firsts. It levels the pricing playing field. In the past, small businesses have paid about 18% more than large businesses for coverage. And he says, with the federal program delayed a year, California's SHOP Exchange offers small employers unique web functionality.
We've got our online system up and running where it's not in those in the states that are running on the federal system. We have the employee choice function not available in the federally facilitated exchanges. So we're really seeing, you know, those states really looking at California and seeing here's what a SHOP program looks like, sort of the way it was intended.
Why the special effort to build a special portal just for small businesses? Congressman Ami Barra from Sacramento County says companies with fewer than 50 employees are one of the linchpins of extending health care coverage, even though those employers are not actually required to provide insurance.
If you look at the folks that are uninsured in America, 80% of them are attached to the workforce. Either they're working or someone in their family is working. And the vast majority of those individuals work in small businesses that are 1 to 50 employees. That's why we really have to work with these small businesses.
Barra says it will be interesting to take stock of the program at the end of the first year to see how successful it has been.
There'll be this 1 year of implementation, and you'll have to get a sense how many of the small businesses, given the tax incentives, are now choosing to provide health insurance benefits to their employees. And what does this look like?
So far, at least 1,500 small employers have registered with the site. Covered California spokesperson Ann Gonzalez says even though the program is completely voluntary, employers may discover perks.
Business owners that want to offer this as either a recruiting and retention tool, or they want to use it to keep their employees healthy and because they know it's a good thing to do.
Gonzalez says initial figures about the number of SHOP Exchange enrollees are expected next week, but she says that enrollments will continue throughout 2014 as employers' plans come up for renewal. So any conclusions about the program will have to wait until next year. This has been an audio report for California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. Thanks for listening.